Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening in. And again, welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Good morning, guys. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page at BossTalkRadio.com, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up where you can follow the show however you want. And also on Facebook, I promote the show on Facebook daily. Well, when I have a show, okay? And if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show, The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there. Become a friend of the show. Also on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. And you can follow us on Twitter as well. So that means that whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you like our show to be listening through Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I tell you guys, the show gets me up and going every day. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, I get excited when it comes to showtime. I start to feel what I'm going to talk about. I feel like I'm going to inform you in some way. I feel like I'm going to teach you in some way. I feel like I'm going to enlighten you in some way. And if, you know, if I enlighten, teach, or do whatever, and it helps one person that's in my listening audience, that's what I'm here for. And that's what I want to do. I want to get over to at least one person each day, each show. And if I can do that, I'm being successful right here on the Frank Williams Show. So again, thank you guys for listening in and tuning in to the show. Call in. Weigh in on the subject. Weigh in on this episode. Tell me what you think. Okay? And the reason I wanted to do this, guys, and today's show is called Do You Have Ideas for a reality show? I'd like for you guys to call into the show, give me your idea, and maybe we can come up with something. I went to school for digital filmmaking and editing, so I'm a video guy. So we could shoot some video with no problem, okay? Now, but first, we need to come up with an idea, write it down, inject different things into the show, and send it out. See if we'll get a hit. Y'all with me? Now, and the reason I wanted to do this show is because this is all that's on TV, reality shows. These judge shows, like Survivor, the Kardashians, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Let me stop right there. This Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is so fast-paced, so on point. It is so intriguing to people that they're just blasting the ratings out of the sky. And they do it with They inject drama, high drama. They inject sex, and of course, the reality side. But at the same time, it is a bit scripted. Okay? I believe that they know exactly what to do, how to come off. Okay? I was watching a clip from the show the other night, and, you know, these two girls, as soon as they saw each other, they had a mutual friend there, but as soon as they saw each other, she said one thing to the other girl, and it just went off from there. She said one thing to her, and it went off from there. They started calling each other all kind of bees and hoes and every name in the book. They were ready to fight. They were ready to get it on. It had to be restrained by security. Okay, now that's injecting drama into the show. So, if you have an idea for a reality show, remember, you must inject drama. Okay? You must inject drama. Now, I think that if we can come up with a reality show and we get serious about it, pitch it, something will happen, okay? We get excited about it, we pitch it, and something will happen. But like I said, if you have an idea, let's inject some drama. We got to inject some sex into the show. Not sex, but... You know what I'm saying? Sex is, you know, if you've seen Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, sex is, you know, the kissing, the very, you know, showing a lot of skin. You know, these women have these, I don't know what kind of, you know, brassieres they're wearing, but they have these brassieres that just push their, you know, push their breasts, you know, up and out, and you know that's that. You know, I mean, I'm a man, but that's what makes some guys watch the show. They see these women on the show. That's what makes guys watch the show. Think about this, and this was the whole idea that ESPN came up with, is that now instead of having guys on the sidelines doing these interviews and talking about different things about the game, now they're putting more women on the sideline to do this work, because now they figured out that at a commercial break or at a certain time in the game that, you know, men get up and walk away from the TV. That's pulling away from their ratings. So they've injected women into the game to do these, like in football, do these sideline interviews. In basketball, they do these sideline interviews with the coach or with someone in the stands. And that's what keeps the guys' attention. Okay, they want to see her. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. And everything now is a reality show. Everything on TV pretty much is a reality show. Now, the reality show is not going to make it if we don't inject that type of stuff. People want to see sex. They want to see drama, high drama, you know, and they want to see how things fall apart for someone, okay? And so, you know, my thing here is, and I'm on this. I'm on this, guys. I'm ready. If you have an idea, let's pop it out there. Now, I thought about, you know, I thought about a reality show that's called Love Triangles. Okay, Love Triangles. And Love Triangles would be a man and two women in a love triangle, or a woman and two men in a love triangle. And even you can inject a lesbian and two other, and two other lesbian women. Right, or a gay man and two other gay men in a love triangle, because that's high drama, and each week could be a different triangle, a different love triangle. Okay, and I know that a lot of you guys out there who are listening to the show have been in a love triangle where there was high drama. I talked to someone on yesterday, and this young lady had a love triangle that was high drama. And she was with a guy, and this other girl was also with the guy, but she didn't know it. Okay, but she figured it out, and then she found that this other girl was following her around. I mean, following her literally in her car, following her around, trying to see when she would see this guy. Okay, trying to bump heads with him. All right, and they ended up bumping heads. And you know, they all worked together, and they all, you know, they all got fired together because they all, you know, they got into it, and it was about a guy, all right? And so that's, you know, that's something that you could run with. Love Triangles, the reality show called Love Triangles, all right? And like I say, we could inject sex into this easily. Drama is already in a love triangle, okay? Because, you know, if it's a guy that's with two girls, this guy or the two girls, once they find out that they're sleeping with the same guy, they're going to go after each other. Okay, because, you know, the guy's got to be with someone, right? And they think that he's going to be with them, and she thinks she's going to be with her. That's the love triangle. That's the drama. All right? And when they meet, they may fight, or they may come to a situation where they say, well, let's set him up. Let's set him up and see what happens. Let's set it up where he's with me at the restaurant, and then you come in, and we do some things. That's the way these reality shows work. That's the way they get these high ratings. And that's the way the money is made. Guys, we can make huge money. Think about it. We can have a reality show, and as we make money, you start to get equipment that you need. You start to get other equipment that you need. And even if, you know, if you pitch it to someone and they may have a studio, or they do have a studio, and you could go in, they have a complete crew and everything that can come in and shoot everything that you have put together. But we got to start at the beginning, come up with an idea, which I have, but I'd like your ideas as well. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see some people have just joined the show. The show today, guys, is do you have ideas for a reality show? And I was letting the listeners know that I have an idea of, you know, calling the show Love Triangles. But I'd like your ideas as well. Okay? And again, think about it as you inject drama and sex into it, okay? We have to have drama and sex and, you know, and show some skin within the show. That's what gets your ratings, okay? It's just like me right here on this show, on my radio show. When I put out a topic that's high drama, my biggest show one time was about gays, when I was talking about the guy from Penn State. I called him gay, but I had a huge show that day. I had about almost 5,000 listeners that day on the show. So when I inject drama into the show, people listen. People want to hear that drama. I have a caller from the 404 area code. First three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank. I was calling to give you an idea about a reality show.
Yes.
And by the way, I mean, I like that idea of yours, too, the love triangle thing. So.
Yes.
My idea is yard man wars. You know, like you're always riding around and somebody pulling the lawnmower behind them, and I hear them guys be stealing equipment and tools off each other's trucks, and they know who did it, and then they be finding stuff in people's yards and keeping it, and snakes and money, and they be, you know, and then you could put something in there where they having affairs with some of their clients, and, you know, then they meet
wow.
at the bars and fight and all that stuff, you know, and all that stuff.
Wow.
You know, yard man wars. And then you know, get some people that don't nobody know. That's what I'd be concerned about, you know, like the love stuff. You got to find somebody want to watch, I guess, you know. But these yard men probably get anybody, you know. But I would want somebody, you know, like a real muscular yard man, you know, and stuff like that. But yard man wars, something kind of lame. It sounds lame, but that's what they got on TV, crazy stuff that you wouldn't even ever think about. But anyway, that's my
right,
idea.
Right, right. You have, you like a, you said a muscular yard man.
Yeah. He'll be the one that's, you know, hitting on the ladies and stuff. And,
okay.
You know, doing all that kind of stuff. Or he could be the one stealing the tools. You got to have somebody strong, I guess, to grab a lawnmower and run away with it. But I don't know. Yeah, you got to, you know, get the certain characters. It's Cun up in there, you know.
Yeah.
Preacher kid. that don't want to be in the church. He had his storyline. I'm going to cut grass. But anyway.
Yeah.
And he could be out there ministering to the people. All kind of storyline.
Okay. Wow, that's a great idea. And I wanted to ask you a question because you spoke about my love triangles.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been involved in a love triangle yourself?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that question.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem.
You have any more
anything else you'd like to inject in your yard man wars? That's a great idea.
And you know, yard with all the stuff that's going on in the school system, we gotta have a reality show about these teachers. There's some crazy teachers out there, boy. Gotta have a teacher reality show.
Okay,
we got the alcoholic teachers, we got these teachers on drugs, we got these teachers that don't, they just fall in there just to get a check. Then you got the wonderful teachers that really love the kids, love what they do, you know, get a last dime to a hungry child. But then you got these scandalous teachers out there too. So
now what do you think would be a great title for the teachers? The one that show about teachers. What do you think would be a great title for that show?
I don't know. Let's see. Teachers, you know. Pedophiles or professors? I don't know.
Well, I mean, we can. I mean, that's, you know, that. I mean, that could be a great one as well, because there are a ton of teachers and they're all over the United States. And I believe that people would watch, just sort of to see what these teachers are, you know, doing. So
it's crazy.
That could be a great show.
They be seeing them coming out the closet, buttoning up their clothes and going on. It's like, what? What y'all doing in the closet? It'd be crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would inject the sex into that show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be easy to put that in there. How they'd be wanting to sleep their way to the top and get up with the principal and all this stuff.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But anyway,
wow.
I won't hold you. That was just a couple ideas popped up.
Well, thank you for your idea, and I appreciate that. And keep listening to the show, because something's going to come off from these ideas, okay? And it may be good.
All right, thanks. All right,
thanks. So again, guys, that was a great call, great ideas. Yardman Wars, or you know, we have to come up with a title for the teachers reality show, if we wanted to do something about teachers. And the teachers is very intriguing. That would be something to really think about. And I'm going to think about that. And I got more callers up on the show that want to talk, but we're just about out of time, guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do another show tomorrow about the same thing. We're gonna stick with reality show for at least for tomorrow, and let's see where we can take this. Okay, so stick with me tomorrow, same time, same place. Think of your ideas, or keep your ideas on hold until tomorrow. Get up on the show early, and let's talk. Okay, or if you want to hold on after the show, we can do that, and you guys can talk to me after the show. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Thank you guys again. Join me tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. I know that, the show is over, and I know that some of you are still holding on here on the show. What I'm going to do, and real quick, a couple of people hung up. I guess they'll come back to the show tomorrow, but there are still a few people hanging in there, and I appreciate that. But if you guys would just write your idea on paper, write it down on paper right now, because I don't want you guys to lose anything. But write your idea down on paper right now, or you can send me an email. You can send me an email and give your idea there, or you can go on the show and go on the show page and send me a message. You can send me a message there as well. But right now, just write down your idea. And if you want to send an email to me, you can send me an email Send me an email, frank@t90productions.com. That's frank@t90productions.com. Send me an email and put your idea out there, and we'll talk about it again tomorrow, or just write it down, and we'll talk tomorrow, and you can call into the show as early as possible, and we'll get you up on the air, and you can voice your idea for a reality show. Okay, and again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Take this show and have it be whatever you want, okay? Because that's what I want. I want the show to be whatever you want. So if you guys would send me ideas all the time, I love topics that a lot of people give me. I put them out there and we talk about it. So if you have something like that as well, I'd like that. But write your reality show ideas down, and let's talk about them tomorrow. Or go ahead and send me an email with your idea. Okay. So thank you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, 10:30 a.m. Right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care.